We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Vav, the subparagraph that begins with the words Af Al Pi Kein, page 374. Rav Nosson Zal says, Af Al Pi Kein Adayin On Yoidim Shelo Nigmar HaTikin B'Shlemus. However, even after everything we've done, we realize that we haven't yet completed the Tikkun 100%. Because it's impossible to complete it in one shot. And that's why, after one day of Yontif, we're required to stop Yontif. And then, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, and then we go into a different time zone called Chol HaMoed, Shekodosh Ktsas, which is a little bit holy. Ve'enoi Kodosh Kmo Yontif, and it's not as holy as Yontif, Sheboi Oiskim L'Sakein Dvorim Ho'avudim Kemoi B'Pesav HaKanal. On Chol HaMoed, we're involved in fixing Dovor Ho'avud, just like on Chol HaMoed Pesach, as we explained earlier. Because this is the main tikkun, by us realizing that we can't do it in one shot. Because one of the things we have to do is we have to draw the voice of that tzaddik who is the moichiach haroi, the one who knows how to reprimand properly, in order to reprimand those people who were taken out of the sitrachra, whom the sitrachra vomited up. V'loi nistaknu adayin kanal. However, they haven't been completely perfected yet. Ubevadai kishetzrichin loichichom, bevadai tzrichin adayin lasu ikuli tofel imoyim harbe. And when the tzaddik needs to reprimand them, he obviously has to work with them a lot. V'harbe yesh shechozru v'naflu kanal. And unfortunately, many of those people end up falling back down again, rachmon al-tzlon, into the sitrachra. U'tzrichim lachzor v'lasik b'tikun ha-midvarchim refloim. And the tzaddik has to work at it again, trying to do all kinds of incredible things to try to bring about their tikkun. V'ze b'chinas Chol HaMoed Sukkos, shiyesh boi malachas dover ovid b'shvilo avud manal. This is the concept of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. When we're allowed to do meleches dovor ha'ovid, meaning we're allowed to work for the avudim, for these lost souls. Ki kemoi shebetchila bepesach choye Chol HaMoed, machma sheparoi hisgaber achar yoim horishon v'rodavas Yisrael kanal. Because just like when we were explaining Chol HaMoed Pesach, we had explained that the reason why Chol HaMoed follows the first day of Yontif is because even after Paroi released the Jews from Mitzrayim on the first day of Pesach, he went and chased after us. And that's why we need a Chol HaMoed. Kemoikein ato besukas shu gmar hatikun, so too, now that we're much later in the year, when we're up to Sukkos, which is towards the end of the tikkun, after we already had the 49 days of the Omer and Shavuos, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days, and a second 40 days, and a third 40 days, which was concluded on Yom Kippur, and now we're up to Sukkos, Shehu Gmar HaTikkun, which is the end of the tikkun, still, Tzrichin Levli Lachtoif L'Sakin HaKoel B'Pam Echod, we still have to be careful not to chap, not to try to finish everything in one shot. Because that's impossible. Just as we saw the tremendous mistakes and problems that Klal Yisrael had after Matan Torah with the Egel HaZohov and all the other terrible things. Therefore, we have to now try to draw the latter part of this tikkun in incredible ways. Lahaschil b'yom rishon, to start on the first day of Sukkos, ulahafsik lasos Chol HaMoed b'shvil dvorim avudim kanal, and then to break and to make Chol HaMoed in order to try to correct the dvorim avudim ad hoishana rabba. until we come to Hoshana Rabbah, She'oz Iskenu Ba'arvei Nachal. The highlight of Hoshana Rabbah is when we take the Hoshanas, as we call them, which is just the Aravos. After we finish with the Lulav, Hadassim, and Esrog, we put them aside, and we take only the Hoshanas, which is made up of five branches of Aravos. L'sakein b'chinas poishe Yisrael, whereby in doing that, we're trying specifically to affect a tikkun for the worst sinners of Klal Yisrael, because the Midrash tells us that the Dalet Minim, the Esroig, is something that has good smell and good taste. It represents those Jews who have Torah and Mitzvos and Maisim Tovim. The Lulav comes from a palm tree which has good taste. It has dates on it which you can eat, but no smell at all. And the Hadassim are something that have good smell, but no taste. There's nothing to eat from the myrtle. So those two represent people that have either Torah and no Maisim Tovim, or Maisim Tovim and no major Torah. Then we come to the Aravos, which have no smell and no taste. They symbolize the Jews that have no Torah and no Mitzvos. And on Hoshana Rabbah, at the end of the Tefillah on Hoshana Rabbah, that's when we take these Aravos, these five Hoshanos, and we beat them. We do a special Avodah with them to show that now our major involvement is with these Poshei Yisrael. Va'oz oiskim b'Mishneh Torah. And also on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, we're involved in reading Mishneh Torah. We read the entire Chumash Dvarim, Shehu b'chinas koel hatoychochanal, which is full of the reprimand of Moshe Rabbeinu. It starts off, the first pasuk is the Toichoch of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eila Hadvorim Shadim Moshe, and throughout that Chumash, we have Moshe Rabbeinu constantly reminding the Jews and reprimanding them. Va'oz goimrim kol Sefer Tehillim. And on the night of Hoshana Rabbah also, we recite the entire Sefer Tehillim with the special Yehi Rotzlins for Hoshana Rabbah that follow. Shekolul mikol ha'asor negina. Asur min Negina, which is a composite of all 10 types of song. Shehim b'chinas koil ha'niganal. That's the sound of the song that we mentioned earlier. The Shir Poshut Kofel Meshulash Maruba, the special song that's associated with the koil ha'mochiach. V'oz achar kach, and after Hoshana Rabbah, Oysen Simchas Torah, the Goimrim HaTorah, we celebrate Simchas Torah, we complete the entire Torah. Ki Oz Iker Gemar HaTikin Shenimshach HaYidei Kabbalas HaTorah Shubchines Ruach Nevuah Shaydei Zenis Galamunas Chidesh Olam Shehu Iker. Because it's then on Simchas Torah that we finalize the Tikkun that started through Kabbalas HaTorah on Shavuos. And we said the Torah is the Ruach, the Ten Commandments correspond to the 10 levels of Nevuah. And when those are kitikunam, then there's revealed emunas chidesh olam, which is birur hamedama, which is the main thing. V'alkein oz hasimcha gedoyla ma'oid. And that's why on Simchas Torah, our simcha is very great. Ki kol hasmochos nimshocha misham. Because all simchas come from there, from the asara mina negina, from the 10 levels of nevuah, from kabbalas haTorah, from the koil hamechiah, from all of these things we're discussing. V'achshov nimsheches hasimcha misham b'shleimus nifla. And now on Simchas Torah, we're able to draw simcha from there in an incredible, perfected way. Machma she'oz goimrim ha'toyra, because that's when we complete the Torah. Shaydeze ikram shochas anignan al-kanam, which is what helps us be able to draw that great special song. V'alkein mesaimim v'choizrum maschilim ha'toyra miyad. That's why we complete the Torah, and we immediately start it again on Simchas Torah. Bozeh anu megalim she'achar kol eila adayin tzrichin lahaschil b'chol pam lasu b'tikuneinu. By doing that, we show that even after we did all of this, we had all of this work through Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos and Matan Torah, after all of that, we're still not finished. We still have to start over. Ki yefsher ligmoyer hatikun b'shono achas, k'mo shekosu b'kisvi Arizal. Because as the Arizal tells us, it's impossible to complete the tikkun that needs to be accomplished in 1 year, in one cycle. But rather, each and every year, if we do the right thing, we succeed in purifying and refining several sparks of Kedusha, several neshamos. וגם אויסם שמסכנים צריכים לסכנון בכמה יומים. And even those neshamos that we do fix, we have to fix them over many days. May Rosh Hashanah ad Shmini Atzeres. From Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. Bedrochim nifloim, in all kinds of wondrous ways. V'yev shalachter b'pamachas, and you can't grab in one shot. Aval achar kol zeh, adayin tzrichin lasik b'tikin zeh b'chol shavon ha'shanam. And despite that, still, even after we finish the whole cycle, we get up to Simchas Torah and everything, still we need to know we're not finished. That we're involved in this tikkun every single year, until Mashiach comes. V'alkein maschilin ha'Torah miyad. And that's why on Simchas Torah, right away, we start the Torah again. Kimarin shetekif kishenigmar eze tikkun tzrichin miyad lachzor lahaschil. By doing that, we show that as soon as we finished some part of this tikkun, we're starting over right again. We're going right away into phase 2 and phase 3 and phase 4 to know that it's never finished. Ki ze ikar hatikun lahaschil bechol pam ad shebegoydo koyach hatzadik emes nizke ligmor kol hatikunim bishleimos. The main tikkun is to start over every year again until, with the great power and strength of the true tzaddikim, will be zeichet to finalize and to complete all the tikkunim to perfection, uvol etzion goyel, and then Moshiach will come b'mehera b'yomenu, amen. Now, paragraph Zayin, Rav Nosson Zal introduces a new topic to this whole discussion, where he's going to have a major discussion on the topic of Chanukah related to this whole topic. Paragraph Zayin, v'zeh b'chinas Chanukah u'Purim b'chlal. Ki Chanukah u'Purim heim b'bechina achas. Rav Nosson Zal says Chanukah and Purim are similar in a sense. Shehim yomim kedoshim oid bimei hachol mamish. Sheesh b'hem asiyas kol ha'malachos. V'afal pikein heim kedoshim b'mitzvois noirois ko'elu. That these days are very holy days, and yet they're on weekdays, which are they're on days when we're permitted to do all types of work, and still they're extremely holy b'mitzvois noirois koela, with awesome mitzvois, shehem hadlokas ner Chanukah, lighting the Chanukah candles, the halel b'Chanukah, and the halel that we recite on Chanukah, ukriyas hamegillah b'Purim, and the reciting of the Megillah on Purim, and the mishloach monos, matonas levyonim, all of those mitzvos. Ki ze ikar hachidish va'pele shelohem, because this is what's so unusual and so wondrous about these holidays. Va'idei ze ikar hakim shelonu begolus ha'oruch hamar hazeh, and this is the main thing that sustains us throughout this long and bitter exile. Beklal Yisrael, regarding the entire Klal Yisrael, shemisarich hagolus ma'oid, whereby the exile that we're going through now is very long, thousands of years. Ubeprotius golus hanefesh hamar moed shemizgaber b'yisrael kolech v'yechod kashi yedei kolech benafshoy, and the more detailed exile that each and every single Jew is experiencing, an exile within an exile, the bitter exile that each and every single Jewish soul is experiencing, as each one of us knows. Ad asher kemat koshal koyach hasabel, to the point where we feel like we can't hold out anymore, we're running out of patience. V'harbei nishkua yideiz rachman otzlan, and many people unfortunately have fallen because they can't keep up for so long. Lulei Hashem shehoyalanu, were it not for Hashem standing by us, shehikdim lanu refuos kedoshos ka'elu l'makoseinu hanushos, Hashem who has prepared such holy medicines for us to save us, to cure us and heal us from these pain and suffering, shehem ha'toyra v'hamitzvois, the medicine is the Torah and mitzvois, u'bifrat hayomim v'azmanim hakdoshim, and especially the special holidays that Hashem has given us, shem Shabbos v'yantif, v'hoysif lanu barachmav achar churban bayis sheni, shnei yomim tovim kedoshim, and Hashem with his great kindness, after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem gave us two additional holidays, Shem Chanukah Purim, B'sholeach lanu b'chol dor et tzadikim loyroim koelu. And Hashem, in each and every single generation, sends us awesome tzadikim. Sheheim begoidel koyecham ugvrosam atzumam. V'asagosam aleroa, heim meirim bonu, mamshich malinu kol arfuas agdesh seilu, k'dei l'chaisenekem azeh. Whereby they, through their great power and strength, and their awesome knowledge of Hashem, they're able to shine their light into us and feed us the holy medicines in order to cure us, in order to heal us, and give us life. Ki ikar zu amas hanocho shemishon broim kol ho'avoynes v'apgomim rachmona letzlon nechaz b'yoyser b'halametes melochois shem klal kolo asokim sho'isim b'shvil parnoso. Because we know that the main filth of the snake, of the original snake, which is what causes all of our sins and all of our mistakes and everything, is attached to the 39 types of work, which summarize all types of business and work that people do in order to earn a livelihood for parnosa. Shemishom kol hataivos shemamareres yemei odom. And that's also the source of all the evil desires that embitter a person's life. Shenimshach mebechinas rachmonas de sitrachra. Those desires stem from the rachmonas of the Yetzirah. That's the Yetzirah's having rachmonas on us and offering us all of these sweet things, these supposedly sweet things. Bechinas das de sitrachra. Bechinas vanocha shayorum kanal. That's where it's coming from. Veze bechinas golos Mitzrayim, haynu golos hasitrachra, shetoifeses nafshois Yisrael begolos amar shel taivas momoin v'tirdas haparnosa. And this is also the concept of golos Mitzrayim, which is a term used to refer to the exile that the sitra achra imposes on the Jewish nefoshes. For example, the bitterness of taivas momoin, the all-encompassing problem of parnosa. Sheze bechinas vayemoraru es chayeyem b'avoyda kosho b'choymer l'veinu chalavoda basoda. As the Torah writes that the Egyptians embittered the life of the Jews with hard labor, with bricks and mortar and everything, and all kinds of heavy work in the field. Shekol ze meskayem be'elu hameshukoyim b'tayves momoyim. All of this we see by those people who are steeped in taivas momoyim, where their whole life is a preoccupation about money. Umisyakim bechol mini yegiyas, and they put every kind of effort imaginable, all kinds of struggle. They turn themselves inside out in order to try to figure out ways of making money and making more money. Umemaradim chayim bechol mini marirus, and they embitter their lives with all kinds of bitterness. Bishvil redifa soilam hazeh, in their pursuit of physical pleasure and physical reward and recognition and wealth of this world. V'shoichechines Hashem Yisborach, and they forget Hashem, she'ikar ha'parnosa al yodoi, from whom the main parnosa comes from Hashem. V'ein tzrichim rak esek me'at b'shvil ha'parnosa. And Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, a Jew only has to put a little bit of effort in for the sake of parnosa. K'moy shomer Zal, as the Gemara says, heve me'mayit be'esek, Vasoik betoira, that the preferred method for a Jew is to spend little time on parnasa, on business or work, and your main time should be spent learning Torah. Veloi levaloi suramare kol yomavalze, and not to spend and embitter his entire day and his entire life on parnasa. And accomplish nothing by it. It's not that if he puts in the more hours, he's guaranteed that he's going to make more money. Because the truth is that the main success in parnosa is dependent on only on bitochin, only on complete trust in Hashem. However, a person has to put some kind of physical effort into it, a little bit of effort. As the Gemara says, I might think that the person could stay home and do nothing, put in zero effort for parnosa. Talmud loymar, ubeirachecho b'choil asher ta'aseh. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, Hashem will bless you with whatever you do, implying that you must do. Nimtza, שצריכים רק לעשות איזה עסק מעט שלא יהיה יושב ובוטל לגמרי. The Gemara is telling us that the person has to do a little bit. The person has to do something so that she shouldn't be classified as sitting and doing nothing. V'Hashem Yisborach Yevorchoy al Yidei Zeh. And if he'll do something, Hashem will put a bracha into that something that he'll have what he needs. K'mo Shekosuv, Uveirachecha b'chol asher taseh. Hashem will bless you with whatever you do. B'chol asher taseh daika. Look at the wording in the pasuk. Rav Nosson says, Haynu b'chol ma sheyaseh eize eisik kol shehu. With whatever the person will do, whatever little bit of business, whatever small effort he'll put into doing something for Parnasa, Yevorchoy Hashem, v'yatzlichoy, v'yefarnasoy, kefi mashu tzorech l'toivos ha'nitzchis. Hashem will bless the person and give him success and take care of that person according to what that person's needs are for his eternal good, for his eternal success. Shezeh ho'ikar, that's the main thing. The main thing is toivos ha'nitzchis, the eternal success. V'gam zeh ho'esik mu'et hu rak l'mi she'enoi roitze she'tiyeh toirosi u'manosoi. And Rav Nosson Zal says, even putting in that little bit of time in Parnasa, that only applies to those people who are not prepared to learn Torah full time, day and night, to really throw themselves completely, completely into the study of Torah. But a person who has a real, serious, intense desire for learning Torah, and wants only to be involved in learning Torah, and doesn't want to do anything for Parnasa, any ishtadlus, bevadai ashrei loy. Certainly, such a person is very lucky that he's on that level. And Hashem will help that person that his malacha and parnasa will be provided by others. Others will take care of his needs. Obviously, we're talking about a very, very serious high level here. Toirosa yomnosa. The Gemara says, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his students. Aval migoidel his gabrus hasitrachra hey memarim chai hodom bavoidois koshois viegiois hatsumois lechol mi shenoitachraim. But Rav Nosson Zal says, unfortunately, because the sitrachra is so strong in our time, they embitter the lives of people, making them work hard and struggle. Those people who follow the Sitrachra, those people who allow themselves to be led totally into the working field. Shezeo Bechinas Golos Mitzrayim. This is the concept of the exile that the Jews experienced in Egypt. Bechinas Vayemoraru Es Chayeim. They embitter their lives. Ve'ikar Hachnoas HaSitrachra Hu Al Yidei HaBal Koyach Hanal. And the main way that we're able to subdue and defeat that Sitrachra is through the Bal Koyach, the great tzaddik, Ayidei Mate Ois, through his stick of strength, She'oimedes LaSitrachra V'Abaldover B'Tzavoroi, which gets stuck in the throat of the Sitrachra, Ad She'noisein HaKoyes Kanal, to the point where the Sitrachra is forced to vomit up, to return all kinds of stuff that it swallowed. Shezeo Bechinas Vayepalel. This is the term Vayepalel, which means to daven a tefillah bebechinas din. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moharan, Roshei Tevois, V'hashlech lifnei paroi yehi lesanin. Throw your stick down in front of paroi and it'll turn into a snake. Shaydeze choyo yitzias mitzrayim. This is part of what brought about yitzias mitzrayim. Shaydeze nizkachu kol ayomim toivim. And this is what sanctified all of our holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, Shem Asurim b'chol melochais, which are during which a Jew is forbidden to do all kinds of work, just about. Which is what eliminates the filth of the snake that's attached to these malachos, that's attached to work. Paragraph Ches. V'haklal ki ikra kiim hu alidei Shabbos shehogin al adam rishon mizu masanochosh. Rav Nosson Zal says the main thing is to know that our main survival is through Shabbos, which is what protected Adam HaRishon from the filth of the snake. She'oz betelim kol hamalochis legamri. On Shabbos is when all work comes to a halt. However, we have to strive to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. To push away and to eliminate the zua masanochosh even from the weekdays. This is our main battle and our struggle and what we're trying to sort out during the 6 days of the week. And all through the power of the Bal Koyach, the Tzaddik. And when Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in the battle against Paro and Mitzrayim, in the form of Vayipalel, Shaydeze Hoitzi Yisrael Mitzrayim, thereby succeeded in taking the Eden out of Mitzrayim, Oz Niskachu Kol Hayomim Toivim. That's when all of these holidays became sanctified. Shegam Mimei HaChoel Nasu Yomim Toivim, Shasurim B'Malochi Yomai B'Shabbos, whereby even during weekdays, not just on Shabbos, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos come out on Monday and Wednesday on weekdays. That even on those days, it's possible to have a ban on work similar to Shabbos. Ki ein ben yontif l'Shabbos el o'ichal nefesh b'lvad. Because the only difference between Shabbos and yontif regarding malacha, regarding work, is that on yontif we do the kind of work that's for o'ichal nefesh. This is an example of how we draw the holiness of Shabbos into weekday. Al yedei goydel hakoyach shel Moshe, through the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu, she'oso mimei hachoyel yontif shu kamo Shabbos, who was able to take weekdays and turn them into holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, similar to Shabbos. Avol bo'itzim gashmi yuseinu adai yimei hachoyel shelonu rechoykim gam yontif. But unfortunately, due to our gashmius, due to the fact that we are so steeped in physical things, our weekdays are still very far, even from Yontif. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu went on to give us something besides Yontif, to give us Chol HaMoed, Shekodosh B'Miktzas, which is a little bit holy. Uktzas Malochas Yeshbem, some work we do on Chol HaMoed. And that's what gives us the ability on Chol HaMoed to even sort out these Dvorim Havudim, these lost souls, these lost sparks of Kedusha. Aval adayin gam yemei Chol HaMoed hem yomim toivim mamish v'asurim b'roiv hamalochis v'yeshbem korbonos rabim. And yet still, Chol HaMoed is pretty holy. It's similar to Yontif in many ways. You're not allowed to do most types of work, and we bring extra sacrifices that we don't bring on regular weekdays. Alkein adayim gamheim rechoykim mimei achoel mamish. That's why Chol HaMoed is also pretty far removed from regular weekday. V'chomol aleinu Hashem Yisborach, and that's why Hashem went further in his rachmonis on us. V'nosan lanu chanak u'purim, and he gave us these two special holidays, chanak u'purim, sheheim yimei achoel mamish, which are 100% weekday. Umutorin bechol hamalochis, when a Jew is allowed to do all kinds of work, v'yafal pikein hem kedosh mekedushay selu, and even though they're 100% work days, these days of Chanukah and Purim are still very holy, with the holiness of the special mitzvahs that we do on those days. And this is what gives us the ability to be able to remove the filth of the snake, even in total weekday. Ki ze ikar hatikun kishezoichen lahamshich ho'emes bebnei odom shoyiskim emasu matnu malochais. The main tikun is when we're zoiched to draw the emes, the truth, into people that are involved in working, into working people, business people, shegam heim besoich iskom lo yishkechu es Hashem Yisborach, so that even they, while within their work, within their workday, should not forget Hashem chas v'shalom, v'yedu v'yaminu, and they should know and believe sheha'parnosa rak mimenu Yisborach b'ashgachosei levad, that parnosa is only from Hashem, through Hashem's incredible hashgacha. V'katshu hamasumatan v'malochis, lasos hamasumatan b'emuna gedoyla. And therefore these people should purify their business and their work to do it with great emuna, great faith in Hashem and trust in Hashem. V'lizkor b'Hashem yisparach b'choleis, and to always remember Hashem. V'ligboya itim la'toira al kolponim, and to at least make sure to have set times in the day and night for learning Torah. U'laharbois b'tztoka, and to try to give a lot of tztoka. V'ideize ikar hachnoas u'bitul zuhamas hanochosh me'alametes melochos, and this is how we bring about the defeat and elimination of the filth of the snake from all 39 acts of work, which we accomplish by being able to draw some of the holiness of Shabbos into the weekday, which we're zeichah to do through the great efforts of the tzaddikim, who have the ability and knowledge of knowing how to daven this tefila bebechinas din. This is what made holy all the holidays that we have and Chol HaMoed. To the point where after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when they saw that the Sitrachor is still very, very powerful, and the rabbis realized that even though we're going to have a second Beis HaMikdash, it will not be a complete redemption yet, because the Jews will be subservient under the leaders of the Goyim, the non-Jewish kings. And also, unfortunately, in the second Beis HaMikdash will also be destroyed. And the exile that's going to follow is going to be a very long one, both with physical struggle and spiritual struggle. Alkein hoisifu b'nifloiseim v'kovalonu oishneim imtoivim g'desh me'achol mamish im chanukah u'purim. And this is why, with their great wondrous powers, the tzaddikim established for us two other holidays, which come out mamish in weekday, which are Chanukah and Purim, shem utorim b'chol ha'malochais, when we're allowed to do all kinds of work. V'afal pikein hem kedoshim kol kach, even though these are full work days, still they are so holy. This is what shows us that we have the ability to sanctify mamish regular weekday. We have the ability to sanctify and purify the 39 acts of work themselves. Shame klal kol ha'asokim shel ha'masumatan v'chol minei gashmias v'tayve shalom hazeh. They symbolize all types of business and work and gashmias and all physical desires all go under that umbrella term of lamites malochos. Sheyilanu koyach gam shom lidchoy zua masanochosh. That even with that, in that realm, we have the ability to eliminate the evil, the filth of the snake, v'lizkor b'Hashem yisborach, and to remember Hashem. And this is the main thing that sustains us throughout this long exile. And all of this with the help of the great tzaddikim, the Balei Koyach. Ki kol ma shabal dovar v'sitrachrim is gabim b'yoyser, heim is gabrim yoyser v'yoyser b'goydel koycham, u'mispalam hatfilan al b'koyach u'gvura yesera. Because the more that the Yetzirah and the Sitrachra tries harder, the more these great tzaddikim try much, much harder with their incredible strength. And they daven their tefillah bebechinas din with such incredible power to the point where they're able to draw Kedusha to the furthest, furthest people, to the souls that are furthest away. As we see in the custom of lighting Chanukah candles below a height of 10 tvachim. The Gemara tells us that the Shekhinah never goes down below 10 tvachim. However, through the great power of these great tzaddikim, Lemato, lemato. We have the ability to draw this incredible holiness and light all the way down. In order to reject and eliminate the filth of the snake in its place, mamish below 10 tefachim, ubeshaitan, and during its time, during the weekdays, not just on Shabbos, completely.